You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant in all secrets. I tell no one what you tell me. We are here today with you until 11 o'clock. We are happy you're sharing time. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC is the number. Whether you're calling or texting, you leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still lots ahead, including a discussion about desserts, carrot cake, and why you're wrong if you like it. Just putting it out there. My show, I get to say what I want. It's trash. But today is National Carrot Cake Day. I want to know if you like it or not. And is there a universally loved dessert or food that you just like, no, you're all wrong, and this is terrible. But we'll talk more about that at 10:35, and then we'll wrap the show up with a handy tip from Greg. Today I'm talking to a boxer who may just need some advice on when and when not to wear a certain type of hat. If you saw the news, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That's all coming up in a little bit. This is a topic I feel we're going to get calls and texts and comments from. We've been talking about it a lot, and that is data centers. They're not going away. And we have had great discussions on folks who are standing up for what they believe is the right to protect their community, to protect their environment, and protect their utility bill. And to talk more about it is Trisha Bolke from No Data Centers in DeForest. This is a group that is working as a community to protect yourselves from I want to say invasion. That's not the word I want to use, but just like they are coming and they are here and that's what's happening. But Trisha, you have great news to report on this, but let's start at the beginning. Let's start about the story of what's going on in DeForest and how that created this group, No Data Center DeForest, which is a wonderful mixture of community activists, community members who are saying with one voice, stop.
You don't even need me on. You've got it covered right there.
Boom, we're going home. We're done for the day.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. I really wanted to talk about carrot cake too, but start with this. Sure. I had heard about the rumblings of it on social media, maybe on a different platform than Facebook. That's mostly what I'm on, but yeah. Nextdoor is also there. I had started asking questions, and the two answers that I kept hearing was, it's too far gone. You can't do anything about it. It's mm-hmm. a done deal. And also, we're so early in the process that we've got plenty of time. You don't need to get excited about it. So either way, it was, you know, let's not talk about this issue.
Yeah.
I ran into a wonderful woman, Rhonda Meinholz, she lives in Vienna.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she was at my board meeting in DeForest. And I'd already been trying to get people talking about this, but didn't really know. She came and started talking about the data center, and I was immediately on Messenger on my phone trying to find her. I messaged her, and that is how it started.
Yeah.
It was a conversation that we had at this meeting, and she had already kind of hooked up with a couple other people. One who Sean was going to be on here, and he couldn't make it today, but he lives across from the proposed site. And then another woman, Nancy Roth, who lives on the other side of it in Dane. And I pulled a couple other people in from people I knew from doing the recall here in DeForest on Bill Landgraf, which was kind of what really got me forward into politics since, you know, our buddy Scott Walker years and years ago, which, by the way, he is responsible for what's happening in Wisconsin. I'm not sure if you're going to be talking about that, but he's the gift that keeps on giving. I can say that on the radio, right?
Yeah, of course.
So anyway, we started talking. We got this group of five of us together in Rhonda's living room, and every mm-hmm. week since then and thereafter, every single day, I have been talking to a group of about 8 or 10 people on the regular who pulled everyone else into this army, and now we're up to over 4,100 people on our Facebook group.
And a couple of things. For the folks who don't know, give us an idea of where DeForest is in Wisconsin, too. That's it.
Sure. So it's basically the intersection of Highway 19 and the Interstate 90 between Wanakee and Sun Prairie. Okay. So very close to Easttown, north of that. If mm-hmm. you guys are familiar with the Cheese House and the Mouse House.
Yeah.
That is where we are between that and then Pinky the Elephant, which is Vienna, which is just south of where the proposed site is.
That is how I love Wisconsin so much. We're like, go to the Pinky Elephant, go to the Smiley Barn, take a left, do the thing. And that's how we do directions. It's not just landmarks. It's specific Wisconsin landmarks. But, you know, you brought up something that was very, I think, very important to say out loud, which is in this fight. And if you will land on the side that you are in, which is we want to fight to keep it from happening, I think one of the main deterrents is it's just too big. It's just, I mean, this is a multi-billion dollar company. It's my city government. It's government and business. How do I do anything? And looking at the page here for your group, it's nodatacenterdeforest.com, on your about page with all the folks who are mainly involved, I'm looking at your resume here or your bio, and it doesn't say a deep, you don't have experience in legislative affairs. You're not a business leader as far as like ability, like you, it's not about where you come from. It's about how these things affect you. And you said you watched this, you sat down, you read through it, and you talked to people, and that's how you start. And when you ask when you say the thing out loud of, this is too big, this is an example of, yeah, it may seem big, but once you get folks together, that you can accomplish a lot.
Yeah, it's the graphic that always shows the little fish mm-hmm. and then all of the little fish that make the big fish.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. We are the big fish all together, working together to fight the monstrosities. And it is, I mean, I don't want to say it's a win yet. I'm gonna knock on wood.
Yeah.
But tonight they are voting on it to turn it down. And if anybody votes for it, I think that there will be forks and daggers coming out after them. So,
well, and that's what I wanted to touch upon too. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Tricia Bulkey, right? It's Bulkey.
Yeah, you got it.
Bulkey from No Data Center DeForest, who their group is working to keep their work is to keep a specific data center out of their community in Wisconsin. But we feel that this is an example of, and we've seen it too. We've seen it in Caledonia. We've seen it in other places where folks have stood up and said, no, thank you. And these companies have moved on. And it seems as right now, that is what's going to happen. That seems QTS has put out a statement. The local government has put out a statement. It seems like this is where it's going as far as it should be turned down. Mm-hmm. Whether that we'll know more tonight, but that is a massive victory both for your group and for folks who are doing the same work around the country, maybe.
Absolutely. You know, now that this is close to being over here in DeForest, the work is still going to go on.
Yeah.
Because there is a history of other things happening in our community where other things have come in, where the community has expressed a strong interest in not wanting it here. And we have been ignored. This was too big to mm-hmm. give up on, and it's happening all over the country, as you mentioned, and it's specifically in the Midwest.
Yeah.
More specifically in Wisconsin, the fight will go on at the state level. I will be a part of it, as will many other people that I have worked with over the last few months.
And Wisconsin Watch put out an article a couple days ago regarding these secrecy deals that are being signed between the businesses and the lawmakers and anyone else involved, which is really keeping the details from coming out until almost not the last minute, but close to the last minute, which I feel like in 2025, people said data centers, what? And then it was go. And then everyone's on board now and the secret's out. And now it's being discovered that these companies are coming in telling these lawmakers, you can't talk about this. It's too good. So you can't talk about it. What is your experience with that? How are you handling that conversation with lawmakers and folks who are concerned?
That is a great point. Ironically, there were no non-disclosure agreements that we were able to uncover, and they mm-hmm. wouldn't have been able to tell us that much at our local government if that had happened. The NDAs were signed by the landowners.
Okay.
They were not signed by us. We don't know about Alliant. I know that ATC, they have signed some, and that is part of why we didn't know. But don't let that fool you. Just because they don't send those, sign those, doesn't mean that some stuff is happening behind the scenes. You really need to start paying attention now if you haven't already, because if we keep turning these down, they're going to keep finding other communities that are going to be blindsided if they're not paying attention.
And I want to talk more about that with you on the other side of the break. But what I want to come to right now is, what do you, in your community, we see a lot of folks who are, you know, we have lives and they have a lot going on. And it's, and we were saying it earlier, it's easy. I can flip on 24-hour news networks and I can find out exactly what's happening in Washington, D.C., exactly what's happening in New York, Los Angeles, wherever the hot news is coming out of the big city. And not so often these issues are being talked about. What was the opinion you were hearing from people who either went from not knowing to, wait, what now? Like, how, what was the evolution of the conversations of informing folks exactly what was happening in your community and how that would impact them?
Oh gosh, that is a loaded question. it's been such a blur, Greg, that I can't even go back and remember some of it.
Yeah.
I do know that we went from, I think the day that the Facebook page started, we went from about 100 to a couple thousand within 24 hours. And then over time, you know, like I said, it shot up to just over 4,000. People were so upset about it and so scared of what DeForest has traditionally done behind the scenes without us knowing that they were paying attention as soon as we brought it to them. And then they shared it widely and they were open and ready to show up at meetings. And we've got people to talk that had never spoken before in front of a meeting. You know, you also touched on it earlier before we started recording, I think, about the fact that people, they were really concerned about the environment and their electrical bills.
Yeah.
So that was a big thing.
We did get a comment from Alicia on the live stream saying regarding electric bills, right, as it stands, whether you have data centers or not, they're expensive. Her electric bill was over $300. My mother-in-law's was over $400. And, you know, it's something to be, I feel like it almost had to hit the pocketbooks for people to really take notice and explain it in terms of these data centers will cost you money that you probably don't have right now, or you can use for other things. And that's a fantastic catalyst. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the fact that you, because of you staying aware of what's going on in your local community, town hall, city council, things like that, that's what we need to do, because we have other examples coming around and examples of folks who found out a little too late as well. So it's about staying vigilant on what our lawmakers in our communities are doing so we can stand up and fight if we need to. But more with Tricia Bulkey, who is from No Data Center DeForest, talking about the work they're doing to keep a data center out of their community and what you may do if you want to do the same. Questions, comments, call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I see some comments on the live stream. We'll get to that as well. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. More to come on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. My name is Greg Bock. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bock. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, your confidant, your believer. I believe in you, and I'm happy you're here today sharing your time with us. Lots still ahead, including a frank and honest discussion about carrot cake. It's National Carrot Cake Day, so I want to know your feelings. If you disagree with me, that's fine. You're wrong. Point is there also a food that's generally universally loved that you're just saying, no, thank you. No, thanks. You can always be part of that conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We are Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. If you want to leave a comment about what we're talking about right now, that would be great. We are speaking to Tricia Bolke from No Data Center DeForest, a group of community-minded folks from all different backgrounds working to specifically keep a data center out of their neighborhood, out of their community. And as we see right now, it's on the precipice of this being a victory for your group because they are going to vote on it tonight. It seems as if QTS has said no, has said thanks, but no thanks. They've written a letter. It seems like everyone's in agreement that this will not be happening, but you will know everything this evening, correct, Tricia?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the thing I want to get into in this final part of the discussion is something that we're going to keep talking about forever because it's important. And that is the fact that, you know, we know what's going on in Washington, Atlanta, Los Angeles, New York. It's in the news all the time. Everything's at Minneapolis. We want to know what's happening there. I'm not saying it's bad not to hear that news, but it is very important to stay up to date on what's going on in your community. And that's where local journalism really comes into play, whether it's the stuff we're doing here at Civic Media or your local newspaper. But knowing what is on the agenda of your town hall, village hall, city council, county board, that's where the real work that directly affects you happens. And Tricia, can you speak more to that as far as how people can get involved in just being aware of it? Because again, people are busy. They got kids, they got school, they got lives, jobs, two jobs, three jobs, and they may see it again as a daunting task. How do you do that? Like, where do you go just to start? Like, all right, I want to know what's on the agenda. There we go. I just want to know what's happening.
Yeah. So that can be really hard depending on how forthcoming your local government wants to be.
Yeah.
And how talented they are, because our website is really hard to navigate.
Yeah.
And we have to do a lot of proactive on our end, which seems like it should be more on the other side of things. We have to do the work to find that out. I would say that most people probably don't have as an amazing boss as I do. And my boss happens to live in DeForest as well. So that was helpful that I had a lot of time to do this, but I know most people don't. We are starting to talk about how to move forward with this now that it took all of us all a lot of time to get in front of this. If you're in a different place, you know, unlike Port Washington, who I give a lot of credit for, because if they hadn't been there before us, if Janesville hadn't been already talking about this before us, mm-hmm. if Beaver Dam hadn't been doing this, I don't know that we would have been able to get in front of this as well as we could.
Yeah.
So for other people, we want to pay it forward. We don't want them to have to go through this. We're talking about how do we get together, manage this, and then not put as much time into it as we are now. Where it's more of a monitoring situation. So you get out there, you make like maybe one of those groups where you can put a couple people in this slot, a couple people in that slot, mm-hmm. a couple people in this slot at various board meetings to keep the rest of you in the loop. You know, it just takes a little bit of dividing and conquering,
yeah.
I think, to stay on top of things. And there's a statewide group that you can join, pay attention to that we're developing. You know, definitely, I would say anybody on our team would be willing to help you if you need some help trying to get started.
And I would also, you know, when it comes to that, you know, depending on how transparent these local governments would like to be, they definitely have laws they have to follow as far as releasing agendas at a certain time. I know that at least when I worked in local government, it was 48 hours was the absolute least amount of time, 24 if there was an emergency in which they would have to prove there was an emergency. In local government, people love to question that all the time. But also as far as like who represents you and who are your leaders and who you may have or may not have voted as your voice in your local government, you can go to myvote.wi.gov, put in all of your information. It will give you everything from the president of the United States down to your dog catcher if you still vote for them. It's going to give you phone numbers, addresses, email addresses. It will tell you where you can find those you may have questions for. Because, again, if this is a county issue, you talk to your county board supervisor. If it's a municipality issue, you talk to whether it's your city councilor, town board representative. But those are the people you have conversations with. And that is also where it starts. And I would say, Tricia, if the transparency aspect or the difficulty with which these websites are navigated, that's also something to talk about with them as well. Because I'll play naive. Sometimes it's a concerted effort. Sometimes people just don't know how to design a website, but it's also about saying out loud, we need the information. So following up on these agendas, talking to your local leaders, and as you said, getting together with like-minded folks and forming a group that has a goal in mind and you can see things happening. Really quick before we go, you mentioned Port Washington. That is a story that developed where the folks found out, they showed up, and essentially the leader said, sorry, it's done. What is a recourse for anyone or for them in this situation? We only have about 30 seconds, so make it fast. Make it brilliant.
Make it brilliant? I don't even know what the question was in there. I was like, what are you going to tell us about Port Washington? You might have to repeat that for me. If I only have like 10 seconds now, I don't even have time.
Okay, well, actually, that was my fault. We're at about a minute now. So I'll tell you what, I want to bring you back to the show.
Okay. Fantastic. I have a lot to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to talk about next time you come on, which will be sooner than later, I want to talk about places like Port Washington that stood up, but unfortunately stood up a little too late. And we could talk about it on the live stream a little bit too and get some answers. But yeah, data centers are not going anywhere. This movement's not going anywhere. And we are going to talk more about this. Trisha Bulkey has been my guest. She's a part of No Data Center DeForest. And really appreciate your time, Trisha. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me and bringing this out to the state.
Of course, of course. When we come back, Audio Sorbet, it's National Carrot Cake Day. How does that make you feel? I got opinions. I've already told you them, but I want to hear from you. Civic Media, mid-mornings here. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal. Here with you until 11 o'clock this morning, along with my cohort, my friend, my tech producer, Calvin Butenhoff. Good morning, Calvin. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing the exact same. There's, you know, lots going on in the world. We're trying to cover as much as humanly possible, but we got to do this together and we're going to have fun together now more than ever. And if you're planning on sticking around with us after the show, that's great. Tom Hartman is here from 11 to 2. And then John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 5. And then Pete Schwaba with Nightlight from 5 to 8. Wonderful programming all throughout the day. If you can't catch us live on the radio or watch us on the live stream, you can always listen to us via our app, which is the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. Download it and put it on whatever device you use for that. You can listen to us all over the world. You can get your news. You can call. You can text. You can reach out via voice message here on the app, and we can listen to that. If it's FCC compliant and relatively fun, we'll play it here on the air. But yeah, you can always stay up to date with the goings on by downloading the free Civic Media app to your device. Tomorrow, we got a really good show for you, I believe. I believe it is. I believe all of our shows are good, Kelvin. I think they're all wonderful. We'll be speaking to Cam, who is a writer for Toned, discussing ICE in Minneapolis and stories that they write regarding on what to do in those situations. And also, possibly, right now I'm teasing it, a discussion with Senator Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin about the shutdown, partial shutdown in the government, which we really haven't covered a lot because it's like it's a partial shutdown. It's hinging on funding. We'll be talking about the DHS funding aspect of this, her thoughts on Kristi Noem, as well as just possibly a discussion on the amendment put forth by Brian Stile, which seeks to, he says, clarify and make elections great again. We say it's about disenfranchisement as well as intimidation, but we should have that for you tomorrow, pre-recorded, if all goes well. If not, I'm going to blame it on me. It's my fault. I would have dropped the ball. But yeah, Senator Tammy Baldwin on the show tomorrow talking about that, as well as just other great stuff to discuss, local news, as well as just updates on all the topics we've been talking about earlier this past month, all here on Civic Media Mid-Mornings. But now it's time for a portion of the program we call Audio Sorbet. I don't know if you have it ready, Calvin, but this also might just be with a side of audio gripe. So today is National Carrot Cake Day. I don't know who is the criminal responsible for putting forth this piece of legislation, who signed it into national law, where we have to observe and bow down to what I believe is one of the trash pieces of cake ever. I think the only thing worse, I think, Calvin, I think I know what I would eat. I would rather eat less than carrot cake, and that is German chocolate cake. Disgusting. But I want to know from you your unvarnished opinion on carrot cake. I know it's very silly, but it's a Tuesday and we're here to hang out. But I also want to know, is there a food that has like a national day, something that's universally lauded for being awesome that you're just like, can't get on board with, won't get on board with, cannot do, will not do, you can't make me at all? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. We're streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we used to call Twitter. Today's audio sorbet / gripe is about carrot cake and your thoughts, because it is National Carrot Cake Day. And what food does everyone else love that you just like? Nuch. And yeah, we've discussed this before. I like catching up and following up. And Tony on the live stream said, was this a classic Secret Show conversation? Yes, it was. So if you watch on the live stream, from time to time, we'll have what's called the Secret Show, where we're talking to guests a little bit further into topics that we can't get on the air. It's not exactly like spicy content. It's just, there's always so much to talk about. We'll put that into the Secret Show, and we're working on possibly getting that as like, you know, maybe posts on our social media. By the way, you can find us, just search on social media, whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook. Just look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings. You can follow us. If you had been following Matt and Air on Air, you're good. We switched it all over. You're already following us. But if you do want to follow us, just search Civic Media Mid-Mornings on your platform or choice. Follow us and we'll get those videos up. And yeah, I want to get the Secret Shows out there to the world, because we're having good conversations outside of what's on the actual radio show itself. When you tune in to the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. I did want to get to a comment here from Tyler in Wisconsin listening, and he texted in, the data centers must be defeated before Elon Musk launches his Death Star. You know, it'd be easy to say, okay, but I'm not so sure that's off the top. That's off the table. He's on his way to becoming the first trillionaire, and that kind of power only seeks more power and more influence. So yeah, we spoke to No Data Center DeForest earlier about the work they did, and they are about 99% there of keeping a data center out of DeForest. And we're seeing more stories like that all over the state. So yeah, if you want to go back and listen, go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Civic Media Mid-Mornings, download that conversation and listen to it anytime you like. But yeah, the Secret Show is back, Tony. It is back. But right now it's audio sorbet with a side of gripe. We're talking about carrot cake. We're talking about whether or not you like it. Do you like it, dislike it? Or is there a food that everyone else loves where you're like, you're all wrong? Now, Cindy from Appleton is on the line. Cindy, what do you say? I know you got thoughts on data centers, and I'm happy to listen to them, but first, your thoughts on carrot cake.
Well, I'll just stick to the carrot cake today.
Okay.
I don't know how you could possibly hate carrot cake because you're getting the good with the bad. I love carrot cake, and to me, it's all about the frosting. The better the frosting, the better the cake.
I feel like you sold out your own point when you used the word bad, Cindy. When you have to sell me on the bad, is the bad the carrots?
No, all the other junk, the carrots, the good
stuff.
Oh,
okay. All right. I wasn't sure, because I love carrots. I'll eat carrots, but I'll make a cake-shaped structure of just carrots. I'll put hummus on top of that as it's frosting, and I will eat that like crazy. But yeah, it's just, for some reason, there's something about carrot cake that just makes me always go, no thing. It's like when you see oatmeal raisin cookies instead of chocolate chip, you're like, oh man, that seems like bait and switch to me. But thank you so much for calling in, Cindy. Look, if you like it, you love it, this is my thought always: more for you. That's what I say. Alicia on the live stream says, you know what? You and I may not agree on carrot cake, but I still think you're awesome, Greg. I think you're awesome too, Alicia. She also says Quick Trip has amazing, has delicious carrot cake. And Jenny says, See Adams Bakery at the Milwaukee Public Market has a fantastic carrot cake. All right, I'll take, that's all for you to figure out and to listen to and to go out and do your thing. I'm happy to be the person who gets the information to you when it comes to desserts. And Tony also says Quick Trip has the best carrot cake. All right. Well, there you know. You know, they're everywhere. So you can find carrot cake right now if you'd like. Ollie from the Northwoods is on the line. Ollie, good morning to you. What is your opinion on carrot cake, or a food that everyone else loves that you're just like, no, thank you?
Well, I do love carrot cake, but I will no thank you on macaroni and cheese. And there is a National Macaroni and Cheese Day, although it's debatable what day it is, but it's in July.
Calvin, can you do me a favor and look up National Macaroni and Cheese Day? I just want to find this out. I'm fascinated by that statement, Ali. Why don't you like macaroni and cheese? Was it an experience, or are you just like, no, I can't deal with this?
I dislike macaroni. We had too much macaroni when I was a kid.
Ah, I see.
Macaroni and cheese is just over the top.
Would you eat it if... Okay, so go with me on this one. So my wife, she likes to make a, quote, macaroni and cheese, but she doesn't use macaroni. She uses different pastas. Usually she'll use the big tubular ones, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head. But it's not macaroni. It's a different pasta selection. Would you eat it then?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. All right. I get Irish. Ali, I get it, and I respect it. I understand that completely. Thank you so much for calling in, Ali, on that. By the way, National Macaroni and Cheese Day is July 14th, which is actually the birthday of one of my bestest friends in the entire world, so that's amazing. Thank you so much for calling in, Ali. Tony on the live stream says National Macaroni and Cheese Day should be every day. I don't disagree with that, but I do think that once a week, that way you can celebrate different versions. I feel like every day then it... You might need a break, but I would say every week we celebrate one version of macaroni and cheese, and it doesn't have to even be macaroni. It can be what you would like to consume your cheese products with. Also, Tony is a big fan of carrot cake, so I guess we're done being friends. Jill on the text line listening in Oshkosh on WISS. Love your show. Well, Jill, I love you too. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate you being here. Carrot cake is the best. Making one now. I feel like she's making that because of me. I said, I don't like it. She's like, well, I'll show him. Person I just gave really nice compliments to. And now I'm being like, carrot cake's the worst. Well, Jill, I'm sure yours is amazing. And I'm sure it will go quickly. And I'm sure that people are very excited because they're like, wait, Jill's making a carrot cake? Her famous carrot cake? The best in the Fox Valley? Yes. So I wish you nothing but luck and good baking. Liz from Saukville listening on WAUK. I love carrot cake, the cream cheese. Everyone, okay, you don't love carrot cake. Here's the crux of the discussion for me, Calvin. You don't like carrot cake. You love cream cheese frosting, which is also fine. I would just eat salsa directly from the jar. I don't need chips. It's just a conduit to get the said topping to your face. You don't like carrot cake. You love the frosting. Calvin, I'm not wrong.
I don't know if you're completely wrong, but I will say a chocolate cake or a yellow cake with no frosting is not going to be as good as with frosting either.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is that I really feel like most cakes, if I just gave you a piece of cake, like I baked cake and nothing, I think you're less apt to eat it. No.
Correct. So I don't think noting the cream cheese as a plus is really that big of a knock on carrot cake itself.
But
I think it's just a knock on cake in general.
And that's fine. That's a bigger conversation we can have in the future. But I'm saying is that when people talk about how much they love this trash dessert, they're talking about the cream cheese frosting, which, yes, cream cheese frosting is amazing. Yeah. I just don't think you like the actual carrot cake portion. Roger and Stevens Point listening on the air saying, I don't consume carrot cake either. Thank you, Roger. I knew I had an ally in you. Sunday was dark chocolate day. My wife received a nice special dark chocolate bar. That's awesome. I grew to love dark chocolate. When I was a kid, I thought it was too bitter. And then my palate developed. And now I enjoy like a little bit here and there. Don't eat bars of it because, you know, good Lord. But yeah, I love a piece of dark chocolate. That's super tasty. Delicious. Jenny on the live stream says, my least favorite thing to eat that everyone else loves is cake. Carrot cake, pineapple upside. I've never had pineapple upside down cake. And cheesecake are the only exceptions, and not even one of them is actual cake. All right. I've never had pineapple upside down cake, Jenny. I would try that because it always looks delicious because I love pineapple as well. Tony says, I take the frosting off my kids' birthday cakes. I like the actual cake. I do love cream cheese frosting. Okay. All right. It takes all types. I respect everyone's opinions. And Alicia makes the very, very bold claim. And it's true. Well, bread is also just the conduit that holds the inside of a sandwich. Agreed. Because it's not of good company and acceptable in polite conversation to just take a piece of ham and put a piece of cheese on top and shove it in your mouth, even though that's really what you're doing with a fancy little suit that is the bread. And Jenny gets the last comment, is those three types of cakes get a pass because their consistency is not cake. If I wanted cake, go eat something else better, like a brownie. All right, there you go. Boom, putting it down right there. Jenny on the live stream. Thank you, everyone, for reaching out. When we come back, a handy tip from Greg to a boxer out there who needs to learn about what to wear in the ring. Don't go anywhere. It's Civic Media Mid-Mornings. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome, welcome back to Civic Media Mid-Mornings here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach, your host, your buddy, your pal, your all-encompassing believer in your dessert choices. If you want to be part of the conversation, call 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter after us is going to be Tom Hartman from 11 to 2, and then John and Gordy in the afternoon from 2 to 5, and then Pete Schwabba with Nightlight until 5 and 5 until 8. So don't go anywhere. Lots of great stuff happening. If you want to catch up with shows, civicmedia.us/shows. Download the episodes you'd like, listen to them when you'd like. And you can also subscribe to us as a podcast. Go to wherever you pick up your podcast, subscribe, download new episodes, and then every single day, two new episodes come up into your device and you are good to go. You can also leave us a 5-star review. Please do that. Please, please do that, because that helps with visibility when people are trying to discover new shows to listen to. And then if you think we deserve the 5-star review, that's great. If you think anything less, if you think we need work to improve, you can email me, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. But also today, I would ask you to do one thing for me, and that's to tell one person about us, whether it's our show or Civic Media on the whole. Just tell the people about the work we're doing throughout Wisconsin and into Michigan and Minnesota, just trying to have great conversations with people, because the more of us there are to talk, the better we can understand and we can move forward together to try to make things happen for us regular folks who pay our taxes and have just a regular job. So again, please tell everybody, tell anybody, tell one person today, just one person, and I'll be happy and we will keep on keeping on. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, we'll be speaking to a writer who is going to be discussing articles on ICE, Minnesota, Minneapolis, what people are doing, what people can do in the situation. And then if all goes well, we'll be speaking with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin in the second hour about the DHS funding, the partial shutdown, and what she is doing to preserve and protect democracy here in America. But don't go anywhere. Lots of great stuff. Now it's time for a portion of the show we're calling a handy tip from Greg. If you ever have a situation where you'd like to get a tip or some advice, you can always email me, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Again, Greg, G-R-E-G, dot Bach, B-A-C-H, at civicmedia.us. You can also send us thoughts on a guest, topics, news stories we may have missed, but we'd love to hear from you, greg.bach@civicmedia.us. Today's handy tip, you know, if you're looking at me right now in the live stream, you know I'm not a sportsman, I'm not an athlete, but what I do know is about good choices. And American boxer Jarrell Miller, though he won his heavyweight boxing match this past weekend in New York at the famed Madison Square Garden, what he did lose was his hairpiece. He was wearing a toupee on his head, and due to a series of punches to the face, Mr. Miller lost his hairpiece. If you watch the video, you can see it coming off in real time when he faced his opponent, Kingsley Ibe, this past weekend. He won the match, won the bout. That's great. Congratulations. Go see your doctor. I would just say this. Look, and this is for anybody who's going through hair journeys, whether it's you're struggling with hair loss, thinning, going gray, however that is for you, I understand you. And I think we live in a much more transformative and accepting time. So this is what I will say to Mr. Miller. When you go in the ring, completely shave your head bald. When you're outside the ring, wear the toupee. Get extensions. Do whatever you want. I mean, it can be a daily thing, a weekly thing, but I would say don't wear the toupee in a boxing ring that can. And now we know that whomever you got that from, they're not good under pressure. Don't take it swimming. We don't know. But what I do love about it is there was a fun attitude regarding it. He knew it was happening. He was trying to cover his head at first, but I think he just let it happen. They pulled it off, and then they put it on a chair in the outside the ring as if to say it's the best ring, best seat in the house. I loved the attitude towards it. He didn't deny it. He accepted it, and then he had fun with it. But I would say this. You're a boxer. You're an athlete. You're probably very rich, too. Play with the look, man. Wear a toupee if you'd like. I support that 1,000%. But then some days don't wear it. It's glued on. It's not surgically attached. Those are the new glue-on ones for people out there. Toupee technology has come a long way since the 80s and 70s when we saw guys on TV shows and movies like putting their hands on their heads when there was a high wind. It's really come along. But I support your hair journey no matter what it is. But I say vary it up, Mr. Miller. One day in the ring, totally bald. Mohawk. Do what you like. But I say, don't just go with the toupee. Go with all sorts of looks. That's my handy tip from Greg to you, Mr. Miller. And that goes out to anyone out there who is on a hair journey. I believe in you. I see you. You're beautiful regardless. But have fun, vary it up, and just live your life. That's what I say. That's a handy tip from Greg for you today. All right, folks. Calvin, did you have a fun time today? Did you learn a lot? It was about the friends we made along the way?
It's always about the journey instead of the destination, Greg.
Exactly. And that journey will take us to our show tomorrow. As we said, we'll be talking to a writer discussing the topic of ice in their neighborhood and what they can do and what they have done to help give advice to those facing the situation. We'll also be at this point, it is on the schedule to talk to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin about the DHS funding aspect of the partial shutdown. But we want you to be part of that conversation, so stay around, be here. We appreciate your time. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank Calvin. I want to thank traffic. I want to thank engineering. Without that group of individuals, this show doesn't work. It's simply me talking to a microphone that does not operate. Alicia on the live stream, you're very sweet as well. Thank you very much. I appreciate you always and every day. I want to thank everyone who has reached out, texted, commented, live streamed, called, given their very sweet support. Without you, there is no us. Don't go anywhere. Still lots coming up after the 11 o'clock news. It's Tom Hartman, then a whole host of programming. And we'll see you back tomorrow, 9 a.m., mid-mornings on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bock. Stay tuned, stay informed, and stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.